Hey folks, it's Matthew, the remote viewer, as you already know. I'm kind of excited about this one this is the interview that's been you folks may have been waiting for a while, and this one is with my friend and colleague Tricia. Now I'm going to explain a little bit about what's going on here. I've invited her here today to talk about her groundbreaking work in trauma recovery. And that's an important, specifically those words are very important. Tricia is trauma-informed and she's a recovery coach. Her approach to trauma recovery is truly holistic. She focuses on the physical body, and she also addresses other aspects of the individual as a whole. So if you can grasp that, that's a lot to integrate with what I've been telling you folks all along, which is our spirit, which is actually exists. It's not just a church thing. And it also connects with the soul and the body. Now, her focus in trauma recovery, I will tell you right now, it's groundbreaking, and it's guiding people and assisting those she works with to stand in their own power. Their own power and authority. Now, that's a critical part right there, to understand your power and your authority. So you can express the truest and most authentic self, or you. And there's a pun that goes with the word you, which we may get to, we may not, but it's not critical. And this integrity and alignment with their soul purpose is also something that is going to be an important uncovering. While there is a growing number of trauma-informed coaches, which I didn't know much about, these are doctors and therapists that we're talking about. Tricia's perspective is actually one of a kind. She brings more than 3 decades of experience into her work. As a metabolic recovery and detoxification specialist, those are some big words, an energy healing practitioner of 8 different modalities. I'm lucky I can get 2. In addition, she is an author, a consciousness explorer, and I will even personally say, a friend. With that, I'm going to throw 2 questions at her to first start off with. And the first one's going to be is, what exactly is trauma, and what trauma is not, I guess is the best way to put it. And the other one is, what makes a trauma provider trauma informed? I know that may sound like, huh, what, but it's important. So Tricia, the floor is yours.
Well, hey, Matthew, it's really good to be here. Thank you for having me, and I'm really excited to have this discussion with you. Thank you for the intro. So what is trauma? Well, let's put it down to this. Trauma is actually the biological overwhelm that happens in our bodies. It is literally the freeze response. And we'll get a bit more into that, but it encompasses the felt sensation of separation from our comfort, from our safety, from our security, and from our source. And as it happens, we are our source. So trauma is really biological in nature, and it encompasses all these feelings of separation. What trauma is not is actually a mental illness. There's a lot of stigma around even using the word trauma. A lot of people actually get triggered by the word trauma. And people think of it as the events that happen to us. But in actuality, it's not the events that happen to us. Why? Because two different people can go through the same event, and one person can get through it without becoming traumatized, and the other can go through the exact same event and become traumatized. That's because trauma is actually the biological response to what the event was, what happened to get stuck in our nervous systems and bodies, whether or not we had the capacity to endure the event, and all of the emotions that flooded our nervous system at that time, or whether they got stuck as we went into the dorsal dive, which we'll get into a little bit later on. But that's essentially what trauma is. It's not what happened to you. It's how your nervous system and your physical body responded or reacted to it. It's what got stuck in your body. It's biological overwhelm, along with felt sensations of separation.
I'm going to throw something in here that I think people out there need to understand how accurate what you just said is. I am personally, I have a lot of anxiety issues, and those issues can be, in some cases, physically, it gets pretty bad when I have my panic attacks. And these panic attacks, other people have seen those situations and they know that I've been through them. And they are confused. Why is it that we went through that and we have no problem, and you went through the exact same thing, yet look at you. Mm-hmm. You're a shaking blob on the floor. What's going on? Why is this happening?
Right.
So what you just said, 100% applies to me. Mm-hmm. Period. And it's kind of one of those things that you say, okay, I need to know more. Right. So I just wanted to throw that in there. Please continue on with the other question that we threw at you here about what makes a provider trauma informed.
Well, that actually kind of goes right to what you were saying about, you know, people say, what's the matter with you? I just went through that and it didn't bother me. What's the matter with you? It's because people who are not trauma informed, they haven't been educated as far as what trauma actually is. What makes a person or a provider trauma informed is having gone through the actual training and the experience of realizing, knowing the biology of it all, understanding the whole physiology that's involved, that this is a biological thing. It's not just something that's happening in your mind. It's not a mental illness. It's not the event. Trauma-informed means that you comprehend the biology of what's actually happening in the body that makes a specific stressful event a trauma.
Okay. That's it's scary accurate and scary to me. When I say scary, I mean that, because it's like nobody else has ever really gone down that path, let alone explained it. It's like going to a doctor and saying something's bothering me in my mind, and they say, well, you need to see a psychologist. Mm-hmm. But if you go to the psychologist or even look it up on any search engine, they're going to say, here's a list of the reasons of what we can help you with. But I've talked with people that have gone through these things. The end result is they give you medication.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like the doctor says, you need to go to a psychologist. And the psychologist says, well, you don't have anything mentally wrong with you. You need to go to a doctor. I think you've got a biological issue. And you just get tossed between and end up going through the cracks. And that's kind of what happened in my case. That's kind of how I came into doing all of this. I couldn't get help from anybody. I had to figure out how to help myself. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, when I was a little girl, I had a sick mom. And I watched her go through the cracks. And she actually had one of the most severe cases of environmental illness, multiple chemical sensitivity that the doctors had ever seen. And every time she tried to go to a doctor, they would make her worse, and then they'd accuse her of doing something like, oh, you're just making that up about what kind of headaches she had, and send her to a psychiatrist or a psychologist, and they didn't know what to do with her. And so eventually her case progressed to the point where she had seizures that were the reactions to the whatever it was. It could have been food, it could have been chemicals, it could have been a radar detector, it could have been a cop driving by with the radar on, it could have been a microwave oven. She had such severe, she was even having seizures in a allergic reaction to her own hormones and brain chemicals. And everyone was at a loss as to what was going on. Nobody knew. And of course, she also had trauma. She was in perpetual overwhelm from the time she was an infant, and nobody ever diagnosed this. Nobody knew. So when I got older, you know, she was bedridden for 2 years, and I had to be her caretaker when I was a teenager. And I absolutely, I did not want to go down that path. When I started having some health issues, some pretty severe health issues of my own, when I was in my early 20s, like starting at age 20, I did not want to go down that path. Nope, I was going to the doctors, and the doctors were going to help me. I didn't have my mother's crazy problems. And as it turned out, I got sick from what the doctors told me to do. I got sick from the medications. Everything they told me to do made me worse too. And so beginning at age 20, 21, I think it was 21, when I first started really digging into some research and got really serious about, okay, nobody's helping me and I'm going to have to help myself. So that was really how I got onto this path, was just trying to feel good in my body. Not realizing at the time, of course, because nobody knew back then, that I had trauma too. I had overwhelm in my nervous system and my body, and this actually generates all the physical manifestations of all the illness and disease that we have. But it's not just trauma, because there are other factors at play that literally overwhelm the body as well. It's like trauma is the root cause of it, but what else traumatizes or overwhelms the body? And, you know, this is where we get into toxins and microbes, parasites, EMF.
You know, oh, my God.
Yeah. All these things.
Well, I was doing a remote view a week or so ago about the FDA.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're in on it.
And before I was just like, food and drug. Okay, that's cool. Whatever that means, you know. But now all of a sudden it's, wait a minute, the chemicals in the foods, and I learned that they're not actually controlled by any federal government. They're allowed to govern themselves. It's that's fact. Mm-hmm. And then you get sick, and then the medical come in and say, well, you need this drug. You continue to eat the same foods, because they don't say to stop eating the foods, especially if it doesn't matter if you're healthy or not. But now, what's inside of our body? Oh my God, you just nailed it.
Well, yeah, it overwhelms the body. It overwhelms the physiology. The liver is like, what do I do with this? What do I do with this? I can't, I have to trap this in fat, because if I let it out into the bloodstream, it's going to poison the other organs, and I can't do that. And so, yeah, we've got all these obesogens that people are consuming, not realizing it, that the liver was not designed to process these particular toxins. So yeah, your body gets overwhelmed, and that contributes to the overall trauma that you're experiencing and thinking, what the heck is the matter with me? What's going on here?
All right, so let me let people know something right here off the bat that I think is gonna be critical. Before we continue on, people need to know how to get a hold of you. Now I'm going to do the first plug in here for you. The website is called consciouslypresent.com. All one word, no spaces, just consciouslypresent.com. And when you get there, you just click on the green button that says view the course. And then you move forward from there. You'll find out how things work. But she shows you the prices up front, and folks, you got to be ready. This is not something that's going to take 1 week. No. That's actually a good question here. I don't know if this is in the correct order or sequence of how we may want to talk about things, but how long does this whole thing last, or should I wait till later on to ask about that?
Oh, well, yeah, it's no problem to bring that up now. Well, yeah, my course, it's actually module one is a 12-week course, and it is intensive. It is hardcore. There is daily work, but it is also designed in such a way as that the daily exercises you do are very short. It's meant to help you heal overwhelm, not cause more. But right?
I'm sorry. That's the perfect humor.
But yeah, it is 12 weeks just for module one. And that is the foundational piece. And then for those who want to continue into some even deeper digging, module two will be available for those who have completed module one to purchase. And module two is about getting into the biology and physiology and really understanding your own body even better and learning more about what you can do from a physiological standpoint. And then for people who want to continue on even beyond that, they can purchase module three, which is getting into the fun stuff of the esoterics and the metaphysical aspects of us, energetic anatomy, and even moving into more spiritual practices and really waking up the abilities that we have that have been suppressed. And we're going to get into discussions about things like out-of-body experiences. Like, what? Isn't your course about getting back into your body, bringing your conscious presence back into your body? Yes. But there's a reason why. There's a reason why. And that is because when we travel to the other side through OBE experiences, or when we do, like you do, remote viewing, having the ability to bring all that data, all that information back into your body now so that it can be processed and translated and remembered. And it all ties together because we're not a separate body and mind. We are a body-mind complex. We are actually spirit traveling in a soul, which is a vehicle that consists of all these layers of the body-mind complex. And the physical body that we're in is just the physical layer of the soul, or the body-mind complex vehicle. So,
okay. I have a question for you here. You mentioned three letters. There may be a number of people out there who don't know what that means. OBE.
Out-of-body experience. It's okay. Basically the same. It's the same thing as a near-death experience. You know, you've heard about people who have died and gone to the other side and they've come back and they have all of this stuff to tell us about. Like, no, man, we don't die. Death isn't real. Oh, no, we continue. And here's what's going on over there. But with an out-of-body experience, you can actually learn how to control your own near-death experience without going through a death process. And I get into some various methods and teachers who actually excel at teaching people how to do this. And I connect people with how to do how to connect with the right teachers that can teach people how to do that.
Okay, so that's, folks, I'm going to let you know right now that there's a reason why this is a great recording for you, is that you can go back and listen to what she just said again, because that is a mouthful. But you're not dealing with a general kindergarten teacher variety here. You're dealing with somebody who is an expert. So keep in mind that what you're being shown here is, it's compacting everything, but this is just giving you a taste of the intelligence that we're dealing with here. Now, with that being said, there's another part to this that I want to bring up also, which you talked about it being trauma. something about this also is important is where does we have a history in this entire world, and this history of the human beings goes way back. Now we're talking about trauma. Does trauma have a historical value in a person? That's a really good question. From previous generations, is the trauma passed on in any way, or is it just in the person's experience in this time right now? This is my personal trauma. Nobody else has it.
No, it's not just limited to this lifetime and this incarnation, this experience. No, it is passed down generationally. We have something called an epigenetic layer as well. This is where our parents and their parents and our ancestors from generations back can pass on certain traumas, which is basically the stuck emotions and behaviors that go along with that, traits that that affect us. We don't even realize it's not ours, but yeah, it does get passed down generationally as well.
Okay, the reason why I bring this up is because I was adopted 2 weeks after birth. And there are some things in my life that were kind of challenging. And now all of a sudden, I had a son. And how ironic is it that within the first week of his being born, it's trauma everywhere, because he actually had to be taken to another hospital and was separated from his mother for a week because he was very ill and she could not be transported because she just gave birth through a C-section. So two separate hospitals, you're talking about major trauma here. How ironic that it's the exact same situation, that I was separated and now he's separated. Is there some kind of etherical bad boy problem that I had that now it's being passed on to Damien? How ironic that something like that happened. And it's trauma.
Well, even
and I'm not saying. Go ahead.
Oh, even the birth process itself is traumatic because now you are coming out of the environment where you're safe and secure, nurtured. Everything is provided for you. You're nice and warm, comfy. Hearing your mother's heartbeat, sharing her blood. And now all of a sudden you're ripped out of that. You are experiencing separation. That in itself is traumatic. You come into this, you get squeezed through this canal. Oh, there's the light. Oh my God, the light. Oh, what are you getting? You're getting this toxic fluorescent light.
And the first thing you get out of that is a smack on the ass.
That's right. That's right. You experience pain. Let's talk about even cutting the placenta too soon. That is traumatic because that the infant still needs that supply for a little while. Even taking the baby out of the mother and it taking it away from that baby needs to be still connected to the placenta, immediately placed in the arms of the mother and held. Because what people don't know is that babies aren't born with a developed nervous system. This is where trauma starts. In that when we're infants, when we're babies, right up until we get to be like a year old, we think that we are part of our mother. We still don't realize that we're a separate individual. Our nervous system cannot function and regulate on its own. We have to be co-regulated by the parent. And because parents don't know this, they have the baby, the mother has the baby and thinks it's a separate being. In the meantime, the baby still 100% depends on its mother for co-regulation. And so this is where an infant can go into freeze because of the way the central nervous system works. So basically, we have your sympathetic nervous system, which is your fight or flight. You have your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your rest and digest. Parasympathetic nervous system has something called a vagus nerve. A vagus nerve, it has two branches. You can look into Dr. Stephen Porges' polyvagal theory to learn more about this. But basically, to put it simply, the vagus nerve branches out the ventral vagus is your rest, digest, parasympathetic dominance, the state we want to be in most of the time. But it also has a dorsal branch. And when the dorsal branch gets activated, that's your emergency brake. The dorsal branch only gets activated when the sympathetic fight or flight is engaged in a prolonged state. And when this happens to an infant, the infant literally is in danger of dying. It's in danger of having a heart attack because the baby has no way to regulate its own nervous system. It can't do a thing when it becomes dysregulated. It needs its mother. It needs its parent. So what happens then is all of these emotions that are flooding the nervous system when the baby becomes agitated and nervous system is dysregulated, the body in its brilliance says, okay, we got to apply the emergency brake or this baby's going to die, this body's going to die, we can't have that. So the body engages the dorsal dive, which is the emergency brake, and the baby goes into freeze. This is when the baby stops crying. A good quiet baby is not a good thing. This is a baby that has very likely gone into the freeze. So when the baby cries and you just let it cry or you spank it, the baby is going to go into freeze, and this is where the point where the biological trauma occurs, because once that dorsal branch is engaged, this is freeze, and everything that got stuck, everything that was flooding the baby's nervous system at that time, all those catecholamines, the adrenaline, the cortisol, and all the emotions that were flooding at the time that the freeze was engaged, that all gets stuck. Now this becomes something that the body remembers later on, even though the conscious mind can't recall because the baby couldn't verbalize it. It was pre-verbal. It becomes part of the body's implicit memory. So later on in life, we go through a situation where one of these particular emotions that got stuck in the nervous system, one of those emotions gets activated. Our body remembers, this is dangerous. This almost killed me. But even though the conscious, rational mind says, I don't know why I'm reacting this way, but the body's having a reaction, you're triggered, you're activated, that's why. Because something happened before you can remember it. And it goes back even before you were born, like we were talking about earlier, with the things that get passed down generationally.
Yeah. Okay, so then what we're talking about here is also generationally, if your parents were abusive and they didn't know it or they didn't care, you learned that as well, and then you pass that on as well. Mm-hmm. And that's a trauma loop.
Oh yeah, the loops are more than just physiological too. They're also energetic, and there are literally feedback loops that can play between two different people. Can play between a person and a place, a person and a thing, a person and a time in their life, because of the quantum nature of the reality that we're in. These feedback loops exist, and they need to be found and cut. And that's something I teach you how to do.
Well, once again, folks, to get into the nitty-gritty of your personal life, and to really dig deep into your own personal traumas. Clearly now, as you know a little bit more about possible family histories that you may have, or your history from childhood that you may or may not remember, this is going to be a critical component to your future world, is to get involved for yourself and dive into Trisha's website of consciouslypresent.com. and purchase this course. And I'm already actually in the middle of the course as well. And I'll tell you, I'm not going to get deep into what it's been doing to me, but there's been a few times where I've sat there and I've read something a few different times, and you can read it or you can listen to it, or both. And as you can tell by Trisha's voice, she clearly has a very pleasant voice to listen to. So that's not going to be a problem. But I would definitely suggest that you seriously consider the investment into this, because it's going to, it's going to change your life and possibly your friends' lives because of you, and possibly your future life with your own family, if there is one to come or if you have one. Things are going to change with you. Now, Tricia, from this, would you say that this is a, I mentioned before that this is unique in the fact that this is, I would say that this has not really been done before. And you say there are other practitioners that are starting to up and come, but I'm going to say, I'm going to put forth an argument here with you that would say that I haven't ever heard of other people that are trauma-informed coaches at this level. I've heard of people say that they are life coaches and stuff like that, and they advertise themselves on the internet. But what they offer compared to what you offer, that's the only thing I can compare it to. And I can tell you right now, they don't offer this. So what do you mean by this is an up-and-coming thing? It seems like you're the only one.
Oh, I'm far from being the only trauma-informed provider here. You know, there are more and more trauma-informed coaches and doctors and therapists. And I am so thankful for this because one person couldn't possibly help all the people in the world who need help with this. My perspective is a little different, though, in the fact that I go beyond the physical body. I bring in other aspects that maybe aren't covered so well in other modalities, so to speak, because I bring in the need for detoxification. I bring in the need to know about how our nutrition is playing in and what's going on in our bodies, what's happening with our hormones, how does our metabolism affect all this. What's going on in our gut, in our microbiome? What's going on with the ancestry? What's going on spiritually? How about the parasite agenda that runs this world? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We bring a whole lot into this that isn't covered in other places.
Well, then I'm going to stick with what I said the first time, is I think you're in a unique place. I think there are other people that may do touch on what you do. But my personal belief is I can compare you to Einstein.
Oh,
and I know that sounds like really out there, but why I say this is because there have been many scientists, many inventors out there, many mathematicians that are out there, but there's only a certain amount that approach a breakthrough within an industry and they branch off and they inadvertently create a new paradigm. And I'm not trying to overly compliment you, but it sounds like you are in the process of creating a new paradigm that most of these other ones either don't know about or are too frightened to touch. So I just wanted to let you know that this whole thing is a brand new angle, even though there are some similarities. So I thought I would want to mention that to you.
Ah, thanks. Well, yeah, when I was 25, I had an identity crisis. And basically it came down to realizing that everything I thought I knew was absolute BS. It was all lies. I'd been lied to my entire life. And so In the middle of this identity crisis that I had, I just asked for one thing. I asked to know what is true, capital T true. And in that moment, something happened. It was like I opened up new filters to allow in data that I had not allowed myself to let in before. And I started getting just flooded with so much information that I was just like, how do I? So then I asked for the discernment to know the difference between what's real and what's true, capital T true. Because everything's real. As far as capital T true goes, that's something else.
Now here's the pun on the word true that you've told me before when we've been talking. Why don't you tell the people out there about this kind of cute little thing on the word truth?
Well, yeah, that's really what it comes down to is when you begin the search for truth, you look outside you look outside you, and suddenly you start to think, maybe the truth is within me. So you start peeling some things away, but you're still kind of looking outside you. Okay, so if you take the word truth, take the T at the beginning, take the H at the end, you peel those away, you're still looking outside you. Now you're in a rut, right? Truth, take away the T and the H, you get rut. But then when you peel away everything that is outside of you, what is truth? What is at the center of truth? That's you. That's where the truth
That
is.
blows me away. I love it.
I can't take credit for it. I heard that from somebody else some time ago, but I love it, and so I've adopted it. But
Well,
it's absolutely
it's
true.
still it, yeah. Yeah, definitely. This has been illuminating, and it has been informative, and there's a lot for people to think about. That's a fact. A lot for people to think about, and I'm hoping that people will be able to realize they can replay this and go back and listen to certain parts of it again, because I'm sure that there's a lot to absorb. So I want to say thank you. Is there any final thoughts that you may have, or are you ready to, is that good for you? And we will chit chat again in the future and perhaps have another interview, which I think would is I think that's a good idea to have another one.
Well, thank you. It's been a real pleasure and honor talking with you here today. And yeah, I just want to leave you with one last thought, which expands on what we were just talking about, and that is that the truth you seek is you. You are the truth that you seek. And what I'm all about is teaching people how to go in and find the truth that is you, your true self, within yourself, and connect and express as who you truly are. And so that's what I want to leave you with.
Fantastic. All right, people. So one more time, just in case you are wondering what it is, it's consciouslypresent.com. One word, no gap, no spaces in between. And just definitely take a look at her website and really understand that this is for you, and this is a whole new approach that the rest of the world, especially the medical world and the psychological world, really are not getting into, and this is something that is needed. So, Trisha, thanks so much,
Thank you,
and
Matthew.
we'll talk with you in the near future in another interview, which I'm sure will be another delight, and we'll get even further into things. So, until then, take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon. And everybody listening, thank you very much for taking the time out of your day to listen.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.